Okay, so starting with question 18. Ma pirish treu tre sveika de reisa, u treu tre sveika de rabanan, betain bet naf gaminas, ben bet shitos elu. Very good. Okay, so this has been like the machlokas we've seen like a bunch of times already. Still doesn't make it any easier. So we'll start with the Rashba. So the Rashba says that he views trei u'trei as a sveika de reisa, and therefore, if trei u'trei is sveika de reisa, then we will not follow chazaka, even min haTorah. We're not going to follow chazaka, and we're going to apply suffik if it's a trei u'trei sveika de reisa. We're going to apply suffik min haTorah. But Tosfos, and this is the key point I think that I was getting a little confused with, is that Tosfos is talking about a case it's a little confusing because we're applying the question is whether trei u'trei sveika de reisa, the question is whether like what's the status of the din, and then how do we apply that din to different cases, right? So what Rashba and Tosfos are arguing about is what's the status of the din? Is trei u'trei, is that din a din de reisa, a din de rabbanon? And then the question is, then after we discuss what they view the din is, then how does that apply to different cases? So Tosfos is talking about, even though he says trei u'trei is a sveika de rabbanon, he's talking about a case of a de reisa, at least at the initial point. We're going to see that in the nafkamina what happens when the case is a de rabbanon case. But at this point, when the case is a de reisa, and he holds trei u'trei is a sveika de rabbanon, then min haTorah, in this case, in the case of a deraisa, we really should follow chazaka. But midirabanan, we're going to be machmir to consider it. We're going to be machmir to view it as a suffik. Okay, so that's just what Tosfos says, that when the case is a deraisa, we're going to apply trei u'trei sveika de rabbanan to say that min haTorah we're going to follow chazaka, but we're going to be machmir to consider it. A suffik nonetheless. Okay. So that's the machlokas Rashba and Tosfos, how to view the din of trei u'trei sveika de trei u'trei. So now the question is, so what are the two nafkaminas? So Tosfos, so the first nafkamina is going to be truma de rabbanan. So now we're dealing with a case. So before we were talking about where the case is de reisa, but what happens now when the case is now a case of a de rabbanan? Are we still going to, how do we apply the din of trei u'trei? So Tosfos, who says that trei u'trei is a derabanan, and that's what the din is. The din is a derabanan. So how will this apply to a case of a truma derabanan? So you'd say that by an iser derabanan, and the case is derabanan, right? Then we are going to be mako, and we're going to follow chazaka, and we're not going to be gozer derabanan and derabanan. We're not going to be gozer and say, oh, we should be mitakin a suffik over here. You say rather just go with the flow, and we're gonna stick with the chazaka, and we're not going to be machmir to apply it, to call it a suffik. So now the Rashba, he says very similar to Tosfos, which might be confusing when you're looking at the nafkamina. You're like, wait a second, Tosfos and the Rashba come out with very similar conclusions, but it's really how the nafkamina really is. How does Tosfos understand the Rashba? And based on Tosfos' understanding of the Rashba, that's what the Nafgamina is going to be. Because you look at what the Rashba says himself. He says that if you say trei u'trei sveika de reisa, which is how he holds, we would still say he would still say even in a case of derabanan, we're still going to. The Rashba himself says that we're going to go mekel, and we'd apply with the chazaka. So if he's saying we apply chazaka here also by derabanan, and Tosfos is also saying that, then Tosfos and the Rashba are saying the same exact thing. So how is that? How would that be a good nafkamina? So really, it's that Tosfos, we know, says that we're not going to be, if trei u'trei is derabanan, in the case of derabanan, we're not going to be gozer derabanan, we're going to apply chazaka. But Tosfos would understand the Rashba. The Tosfos' understanding of the Rashba is that the Rashba would say to be machmir and not follow chazaka, even by a case of a derabanan. Because he holds the din of sveika de reisa is so strong that trei u'trei sveika de reisa is so strong that even in the case of derabanan, we're still going to apply suffik. And that would be according to the Tosfos' understanding of the Rashba. So that's the first nafkamina. Just to let you know, it's not a machlokas Tosfos and the Rashba. I mean, it is, but it's a machlokas how Tosfos understands himself and how he understands the Rashba. That's the nafkamina. So now the second nafkamina is that chazaka lechumra, meaning put more simply, if the suffik ends up leading ends up being lakula, are we do we still? I mean, if us choosing the option of suffik, if that leads to a kula, do we still apply chazaka or not? So Tosfos says that he still holds that treu tre sveika derabanan. Therefore, let's start with the Rashba. I think the Rashba is a little easier. So the Rashba says treu tre sveika deraisa. So therefore, he's going to say across the board, it doesn't matter. We're still going to apply suffik even if it goes lakula. We don't care what this leads to. We don't care what happens. We apply treu tre deraisa across the board, and therefore, even if we apply, if it's going to come out as a lakula, he still holds we apply suffik. He still holds. Sorry, that mina Torah we're going to apply suffik. Whereas with Tosfos it gets a little tricky. Tosfos says that by treu tre sveika derabanan, if the suffik will lead to a kula, Chazal were only mitakin to be machmir if it will lead to a chumra. Right? We said, as I said earlier, he says we're machmir to say that's going to be a suffik. However, here we're not being machmir, but we're being makel. It's leading to a kula. Therefore, Tosfos would say that we would not be mitakin to follow a suffik in this case. In this case, if it's going to lead to a kula, we actually would follow chazaka, and we're not going to be machmer to apply a suffik because the takanas chazal wouldn't apply over here. So that's the second nafkamina about if it's going to lead to a kula, or do we apply chazaka or suffik? Okay, so now moving on to question 19, which is kind of just a continuation of the last question, because we're going to say similar stuff also for Tosfos and the Rashba, but it's okay. So mevuar beGemara lamabed amar aleph gabi kohen dazlina batar chazaka makam treu tre. Right, that by the Gemara says that by a kohen we're going to go after the cheskas kashras in a situation of treu tre. We have two edim, right? The kasha of habe Gemara kedushin, but the Gemara kedushin with Yana Hamelach mashma de lo azlina batar chazaka makam treu tre. By the case of Yana Hamelach, we say that we do not follow the cheskas kashrus that he had, or that his mom had, we'll see in a second. So the question is, why in our Gemara are we following the cheskas kashrus to say he's a kohen? Yet by the case of Yanai, we're throwing the cheskas kashrus out the window. What's the difference over here? Smat ruzuel zeh Rashi Tosfos veRashba. Okay, so Rashi says, Rashi Kedushin says that he explains that. More like a technical point by Rashi, if the mother was in front of us, we would have a cheskas kashrus. However, the chazaka of the mother, I mean, if it was all about the status of the mother, then we'd say, okay, we have a cheskas kashrus. However, the chazaka of the mother cannot work for the son. I mean, that's too indirect. That's the answer of Rashi. So that's why over, by the case of Yanai, we'd say that the cheskas kashrus is not going to work, but by Baba Basra, the cheskas kashrus would work. Tosfos, I mean, which we've said already in the last question, but we'll say it again over here also, he would say that by Kedushin, we are dealing with a case of a deraisa, right? We're dealing with Truma deraisa and Avoda, Sheva Mikdash, right? Those are all issues in the realm of deraisa. Therefore, we know what Tosfos says. What does Tosfos say? If he holds Treu Treu Sveika Derabanan, then when the case is a Deraisa, we're going to be Machmir Derabanan to apply Suffolk, and we're not going to follow the Chazaka. That's what Tosfos holds by when the case is a Deraisa. However, by Bava Basra, he would say, we are dealing with the case of Truma Derabanan, so we're going to be Makel to apply Chazaka, because we're not going to be Gozer Derabanan and Derabanan. And that's what Tosfos holds. You know, that's what we said in the last question. So what would the Rashba then say over here? So I guess not using the Tosfos' understanding of the Rashba, but he would say that treu tre is a sveika deraisa, and therefore by a treu tre sveika deraisa, we don't apply chazaka, we leave it as a suffik. So therefore, we understand very well why by the case of Yana he would say, oh, here is a case of a deraisa. Here we apply treu tre sveika deraisa across the board, and it's going to be a suffik. So the question is, okay, so if we're going to apply this concept of treu tre sveika deraisa, and it applies across the board, therefore, by the case of Yana, we understand very well why it would be a suffik. But the question is, okay, so by Baba Basra, you know, we should also say it's a suffik. Why do we apply chazaka? So we said that by truma derabanan, we can follow chazaka. But Truma Deraisa, we don't follow Chazaka. I mean, it's an exception by Truma, but in our case of Baba Basra, that in that situation, he would say we do follow Chazaka. Obviously, if you're going on the last question, Tosfos understands the Rashba a little differently. Okay. So now, the next part of the question, Lama lo ratzu at Tosfos lefarish kama Rashba. So why didn't he want to say that it's a sveika, that trey trey is a sveika deraisa? Why did he feel so inclined to say trey trey sveika derabana? So for this, we applied a Yisod developed by Rav Schechter. He asked, why do we say Sveika Derabanan Lakula in the first place? What does that concept Sveika Derabanan Lakula actually mean? So we quoted the background that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot says that all Derabanans have the weight of Deraisas. And why do we weight Derabanans like that? We said because Moshe commanded all of them. We have a pasuk of Lo Tasor, and this pasuk of Lo Tasor includes all additions of the Gzeros and the Takanos in the future. I mean, this pasuk Lo Tasor is all expansive and includes all Derabanans. But the Hasagos HaRamban argues and says, no, we include all Derabanans like Hanukkah and Lo Tasor as well. Are we going to be, how expansive are we actually going to be to include, I mean, it doesn't make sense that when Moshe Rabbeinu when we have Lo Tasor, Hanukkah hadn't even happened yet. So how could we even say that Hanukkah would be included in that expansive list of Lo Tasor? How would that make any sense? How could you say Sveika Derabanan Lakula if they are all really Deraisas? Rather, Lo Tasor is just for Drashos Chazal, and that's what we left off with the Ramban. But putting it, so now that we've kind of got the background, put simply, the question we were dealing with, according to Rav Schechter, based on the Megillas Esther, I'm not going to go into the Megillas Esther because I think it gets a little confusing. I'll just say it. I'll say how Rav Schechter applies it instead. So Rav Schechter wanted to say that the Chakira over here is whether by a Sveika Derabanan Lakula, do we say Chazal or Machria Lakula, B'makom Safek, and they're trying to, like when we, or do we say Mikar Lo Tiknu Chazal B'makom Safek? So what does that mean to be Machria Lakula B'makom Safek? How does that play out? So we said that Tosfos holds that Sveika Derabanan Lakula is a Machria Lakula B'makom Safek, therefore, what does that mean? When you have a suffix, Chazal say, leave it as a suffix. So I guess, you know, second, yeah. So when you have a suffix, Chazal say to leave it as a suffix. Machria lekula makom suffix. But therefore, if trey u'trey would be a deraisa, is a sveiko deraisa, Then you can't be machria because it's a suffik deraisa even b'makom derabana, meaning that if you would go like the Rashba say that trey u'trey is a sveika deraisa, then in a situation of sveika derabana lakula, you would not be able to leave it as a suffik. You would have to do something else. So therefore, Tosfos had to say trey u'trey sveika derabanan, and was not a fan of the Rashba saying trey u'trey is a sveika deraisa. Okay, so moving on to question 20. Nichlu Rabba Rabbi Yosef b'sugya shtar zifa ima machzik neman lomar shtar me'alya havili b'miko shaya yachalomar she'ein shtar zeh mizuyaf. So this is the case where Rabbi Yosef were talking about, where the question was the guy says that that he admits that the shtar. That the shtar in his hand was actually mizuyaf, but he could have said, and he says, "Believe me, I had lost the initial shtar, but that was a good shtar. This is a fake one, and believe me that I didn't have to say anything at all." He didn't have to say that the shtar in his hand was mizuyaf. So maybe we should believe him over here. So the question was, "Ma peirush shtar shtar zifa?" So what's the explanation of a shtar zifa over here? So that was a machlokas, the Rashbam and the Rabbi Nachman and the Rif. So the Rashbam says that it's a shtar mizuyaf mamish, and that's what we're talking about over here. But Rabbi Nachman and the Rif were a little hesitant to say that it's a shtar mizuyaf mamish, and they said that really it's a shtar amana. it's kamo mizuyaf, it's like a mizuyaf that it is invalid, but it's not like a full-blown shtar mizuyaf mamish. So what is a shtar amana? What does that mean? So we mentioned, this is a background, I don't think everybody wants this, but just let me understand for the sake of understanding. The Rashi in Ksuva says the guy knows that he'll borrow from a malveh, and he writes up a document and gives it to the malveh. Right, so he gives over this document to the malveh, but he hasn't no loan has actually occurred yet. But he's writing like a preliminary document. So loveh assumes that the malveh will only collect if the loveh actually asks the malveh for a loan. But this document itself is not like a valid document. I mean, it might later become one, but at this moment, it's not. It doesn't really mean anything. So that was the case that Rashi gave of a shtar amanav. So lam l'ratzu Rabbi Nachman Barif l'farish k'mar Rashi. So why were they like, you know, it makes sense to say shtar mizuyaf mamish. So why were they so hesitant to say that? Why do they feel the need to say just a shtar amana instead? So for that we brought the Meiri and the Yad Ramah. So the Meiri said, we'll start with the Meiri first. So if it was a shtar mizuyaf mamish, then that would be a migo diyare. Once they realized that it's a shtar mizuyaf, Basin is may investigate it, and maybe it'll become mizuyaf, and it'll lose out on everything. Therefore, he's going to be way too afraid to say that it's a shtar mizuyaf mamish, therefore, you would never actually make the migo, and therefore, they have a migo diare, and therefore, that wouldn't be a valid migo. So therefore, they felt the need to lower the bar a little bit and say that really it's a shtar amana, and if it's a shtar amana, then he actually would not be afraid to make that migo. The Yad Ramah says that if it's a real shtar mizuyaf, then the migo itself wouldn't work. Why is that? Because we said that migo is based on this idea of mali l'shaker, meaning that like we are like ilu edim in testifying that this guy is a truthful guy, that he's not a shakran, right? That this guy is telling the truth. Yet if we know he was mishaker, because if we know for a fact that he was a mishaker, because this is a shtar mizuyaf mamish, and we know for a fact that he lied, then how can we testify that he isn't a shakran? We know he's a shakran because hodas bal din kmei edim dami. He admitted to us, he told us that he's a shakran. So you have raya brura, he's a shakran. So therefore, migo, we can't testify. Migo, we are kilu edim. We can't testify to him not being a shakran. So therefore, the migo won't even get off the ground. So it seems like we've developed a very strong case against the Rashbam. So how would he respond? How would migo work for the Rashbam? How does that make sense? So we wanted to say over here that maybe we can apply our famous Yesod by Pesha Aser. Maybe that's what the Rashbam was saying over here. It's a migo di bai shasek. That was the migo, right? So I said that I didn't really have to say, I could have not said anything. I could have left it as is. The fact that I'm putting myself out, maybe you should believe me. And this isn't a regular migo. We know that by Pesha Aser, who is a din of bilus, that therefore, even if he's a shakran, even if he says something untruthworthy, he's still in charge of the situation. He made himself a shakran, but he can get himself out of it as well. If he's in control, he should be believed. And that's maybe what's behind the Rashbam. Moving on to question 21. Rav Yosef Sover, she'ena ma'asik nema lomar, shtar ma'aliyah havili, migo she'yach lomar, she'en shtar zemezuya. Be'er lama ledas Rav Yosef, ein lo migo, lefiyash mefarshim ritva, lefiyah ribam. So Rav Yosef holds that the masik is not neman to say that it really was a good shtar. But migo sheyach lomar she'ein shtar ze mezuyaf, right? In a migo that he could have said that this shtar is not mezuyaf. So the question was: so what's behind Rav Yosef's shita? Why is he not a fan of making this migo over here? So what are the few Yesh Mefarshim and the Rivam? The Yesh Mefarshim at the Ritva and the Rivam. So the Ritva says that Rav Yosef holds that once we know that the Taina was a Sheker, meaning that you know, because he admits that it was a Shtar Mezuyaf, we cannot build a Migo off this Taina Sheker. We don't care about whether it's one Taina or two Tainas. You can't build a Migo off of a Sheker. Whereas the Rivam says that no, the issue over here is that this is a migo, migo lahotzi b'mamon lo amrinan. That migo lahachzik, we can understand why that would work, but over here, if it's a migo lahotzi, then the migo over here is not going to work. A second. Yeah, okay. So the question was that Ma Yashiv Rabbi Latinas Rav Yosef Aperish Harivam, Aperish Harivam. So therefore, if this case is a case of Migo Lahotzi, but Rabbi says that you're allowed to make a valid Migo over here. So what's Rabbi gonna respond? How would he respond to the Rivam? So for that, we brought three different explanations. Firstly, about the Ramban. The Ramban says that maybe it's actually a Mechalogos Amarayim about Migul Lahotzi. Rabbah might actually hold that we actually do say Migul Lahotzi Amrinan. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says not, but Rabbah says yes. And therefore he says that's a right. Rabbah says that in this situation you actually could apply the Migo. But we gave another explanation, which was by the Mishnah above Metzia. We're dealing with the case of where you have two guys who are splitting a talis. One says Kula Shali. If they both say Kula Shali, when they're grabbing onto a talis, then we say that they split it equally. What's the situation if one guy says Kula Shali, other guy says Chetzi Shali? So in that situation, one guy will get 3/4 and the other guy gets a quarter. Why? Because they're only arguing on that one half, and on that one half, we're going to do Yachloku. So Tosfos above Metzia asked, okay, so. Why can't that second guy who said Chati Shali, why can't he say Migo, a Migo that I could have said Kula Shali? Well, why doesn't that work over here? So the Ravam says, Migo Lahotzi Lo Amrinan. We're not going to apply Migo Lahotzi over here. However, the continuation is that he has a Migo Di Bai Shasik, right? That would have been a valid Migo. He's Neman, but he would have been Neman with Pesha Aser. And Rabba agrees that we don't say Migo Lahotzi. But by Pesha Aser, that is different from amigo because it creates a bilus. So maybe over here, what we could be saying is that Rav might say, yeah, we usually don't say amigo lahotzi, but this is a case of pesha aser. So therefore, maybe we could be motzi in the situation working within the bilus created by the pesha aser. And the last answer, which is I guess the more simpler answer, that's from Ravina Yonah. And he says that it wasn't really a hotzi, but really it was a migo lahachzi, because this guy has a shtar, right? And if he has a shtar, he creates some kind of status of muhzakos, I guess, through the shtar. Therefore, when he's making a migo, he's not making a migo to be motzi something, but it's really to be machzik what he already has. And that's the answer of Rabbeinu Yonah. So now moving on to question 22. Tain dugma, so this was kind of, like a Swiss Army knife of a question. Kind of like just like taking pulling pieces from like all the different Chazara questions. So fine. So to tain dugma aleph v'chol echad me'ilu. So we're going to give an example of all the different types of migos, four different types, and then based on that, we're gonna have some conclusions about machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. Okay. So let's work our way through each example. So first, we're going to deal with, and you can kind of use the sources on the bottom also to kind of lead you wherever he wants us to be going with this. So the first is that we want to bring an example of a migo lemafreya. So what's an example of this? So for that we looked at Tosfos. So Tosfos was dealing with the case when the machzik says that I bought from the middleman. So if the machzik says that I bought from the middleman, right? I bought from the mocher. He can't use the migo of lo haisa dvarim me'olam. He can't use the migo that I never got, that this never happened or never really belonged to the marikama in the first place. So why can't he use that migo? Because he admitted, because through him saying that he got it from the middleman, right? He admitted the ma'arir owned the field at some point. If he admits that the Ma'ar owned that field at some point, then he can't make a migo of lohaya dvar me'olam. He can't make that migo if he can't say, oh, like I got it from the middleman who got it from the mocher, but it never belonged to the marikama at all. So we asked. So Tosafot asked. So why can't we say that there's a migo? What migo is there that he could have said before he admitted that he bought it from the middleman lohaya dvar me'olam? Why can't he make a migo that I could have said that I never got it, that this never happened even before I got it from the middleman? And we say over here, and this is what Rebbe wants, because we don't say migo lemafreya of what I could have said before this actually occurred, right? You can't say that he could have said before he admitted that he bought it from the middleman lo haisa dvarim olam. We don't say migo lemafreya. So that's the case of migo lemafreya. Second case is Migo Malkam Edim. So for this case, we brought the Gemara Bav Basra, Amar Aleph. So this one says it was my father's, this one says it was my father's, this one brings Edim that it belonged to my father, and this one brings Edim that for Achalta Sheni Chazaka. So who wins over here? So Rabbah says the guy who says Achalta Sheni Chazaka wins with the Mali Lashakir, right? That he says that he wins with Amigo. And the Amigo is that it belonged to my father. But Migo Dominach Zavinte. And he has Ede Chazaka. So he just seemingly went out. So what does a Bai respond? Bai says, Migo Malkam Edim, and therefore this Migo is not going to work. And what does that mean over here? Because according to Rabbah, right, the first claim of Shalavosai that belonged to my father, Abaye is saying that well, the guy who brought Edim of that it belongs to my father, that knocks out the Taina's Amigo, right? That knocks out that first Taina. So therefore, if the Edim, it's Amigo of Malcolm Edim. Therefore, if it's Amigo of Malcolm Edim, we're not going to say that Amigo works over here, because the Edim are knocking out the Taina's Amigo. Okay. And the next case was Migo Lechesi Taina. So what was the case over there? So that was the case by our Mishnah Kedushin. We had in the Ran. So father is Neman to say Kidashtia Vagerashtia, if she's a Katan. However, by Nishbas of Bidisia, right, but if she was kidnapped and then redeemed, father isn't Neman for Truma or whether she can marry a Kohen. So the father is given nemanos by kedushin, right? But seemingly by nishbas of pidisia, he's not neman. So the Ran asked a really good question. He says, okay, so if the father is neman by gerashtia v'kidashtia, why can't we say this? Why isn't the father believed by nishbas by the case of her being kidnapped based on amigo that he could have said gerashtia v'kidashtia? If he would have said kidashtia v'gerashtia, if he would have said that claim, of course he would have been believed. So from the fact that he put himself in a situation by saying nishbeis, maybe we should be believed b'migo that he could have said kiyashtia v'gerashtia. So the Ran answers, migo l'chatzi taina lo amrina. That migo l'chatzi taina wouldn't work. So what does that mean over here? So by nishbeis, there are two claims over here. I mean, there are two outcomes that come out. There are two psulim. One is that she has the halachic status of a zona, so therefore she can't marry a kohen. But also she can't have truma anymore. Whereas if she was gerashtia, if she was divorced and she didn't have any kids with the person she was previously married to, she would only get one psul, and now she can't marry a kohen. But she would still be allowed to partake in truma. So therefore, migo l'chatzi taina lo amrinan, because the claim of gerashtia, the gerashtia, would only work for half the tainas, right? It would only work for the psul of kahuna, but it wouldn't necessarily work for truma as well. So that's why migal chati taina, and the last case is migal hotzi. So we really brought two examples. The one that I'll reference it quickly was the case of migal hotzi lamrinam by the case of the talis by Bav Mitzia, which we already mentioned earlier. But I think that's Rabbi said if you want you can use that. I think that the other case is that also that we might be talking about over also is the case that we just dealt with also with Rav Yosef by Tosfos, right? That Rav Yosef said, we asked why isn't Rav Yosef like the idea of over here by the case of the shtar? Why aren't you neman b'migo? Why isn't that work? And the Rivam said migo lohotzi b'mamo and lo amrinan. Right, that over here, if you're going to be motzi someone else's motzi from someone else, the shtar is not going to be enough, and that'd be a migo lohotzi. So this part, the last part of the question, I was a little unsure about. So I'll do whatever. I mean, maybe we could look into this later. But the question was, okay. So he and Baladav are neman b'dalas v'gei migo elu. So is the Baladav neman in these four cases? So the issue is that, like in my notes, I only had us talking about just the case of what's called of migo lahotzi, and not necessarily that these four cases. So either Rebbe thinks that the machlok. So I'll say what I have about migo lahotzi, but the Tosfos says by migo lahotzi. Sorry. Backing up. So the Ramban says that migo lahotzi is a machlokas amarayim, right? And therefore, it's machlokas amarayim. Rabbah says that you can apply migo lahotzi, whereas Rav Yosef says that you cannot apply migo lahotzi. Whereas Tosfos says that migo lahotzi lo amrinan, right? That migo lahotzi is not going to work. And he holds that it's not a machlokas amarayim. Whereas Ramban says no, it actually is a machlokas amarayim. So that's like the machlokas Ramban and Tosfos about the Baal Davar by case of migo lahotzi. I'm not sure exactly how it applies to the other four cases, unless we just say that machlokas Tosfos and Ramban applies to the other four cases as well. But I wasn't really sure about that, so I'll look to clarify that for tomorrow. But that's what I have so far. Okay.